Om Shanti. 23rd June 2019. Sunday. Slogan. Fortunate souls are those who receive blessing from the heart of all souls on the basis of truth. Fortunate souls are those who receive blessings from the heart of all souls on the basis of truth. So the fortunate souls are those who have truth within them, and on the basis of truth they receive blessings from the heart of all souls. So the blessing is coming from the heart. It's not coming from the brain, it's coming from the heart. So these are the fortunate souls. This is the definition of the fortunate soul. Those who have truth in them. Truth is yet not a very good translation of the word satya. Truth, when we say, it means reality, to act in a manner that is consistent with reality or truth. But the depth of the word satya is much more. The concept of satya has highly been praised and spoken all over the different scriptures of the world. Satya is more of behavior. Satya is more of demeanor, acharan. Satya has got three components: thought, words and deeds. So when there is a truth in thoughts, words and deeds, the person is said to be stabilized in satya. And this concept of satya is there almost in all the religions of the world. There's hardly any religion which doesn't talk of truth. If you just take Hinduism, it has been widely spoken of in the Vedic literature, where satya is said to be the highest code of conduct of life. Especially Rig Veda praises satya a lot. If you go to Upanishad, one of the most famous statements in the Mundak Upanishad is Satyameva Jayate. That is, truth always triumphs, not the falsehood. If you go to the Patanjali's Yoga Sutra, satya is one of the five rules or yamas. So, even in the Mahabharata, in the Shanti Parva, lot of virtuous things are discussed, where satya is said to be the highest. So, there's yet another two words. One is satya and another is sat. They're the two words they use. Sat is something that remains unchangeable all the time. Sat is something that remains true in all the three aspects of time. Satya means truth, but the truth which is unchangeable and the truth which remains the same in all the three aspects of time, past, present and future, is something that is known as sat. And sat is always one, and truth is always one. Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti. That is, truth is one, but the intelligent one, the intelligentsia, the Brahmins describe the same truth in different ways. So truth is the highest principle of life, it is said. That is satya. The entire Hinduism places the highest importance to satya. So this concept of truth is always there, and against the concept of truth is the concept of falsehood. Falsehood means asatya. So there is truth and satya, and there is asatya. There is something known as lie. Lie is jhoot. So what is the difference between falsehood and lie? This is satya. This is asatya. Truth and falsehood. This is such, that is true, and lie. In the lie, cheating is associated. Lie is untruth plus cheating. Untruth is untruth. He spoke the untruth. Lie, the intention is bad. Here, falsehood is untruth. But we don't know about the intention. But here, intention is definitely cheating. In other words, like bluffing. Bluffing is further extension of lying. It's a greater cheating and greater lying. That is bluffing. And there are 8 different types of lies. One is white lie. White lie means unintentional. Where are you going? Just moving around. Though I am not moving around, but unintentional. There's minor lie. There's something known as exaggeration. You exaggerate the truth. Somebody did a program and 50 people came in one center. And they say more than 100 were there. And it was highly successful. Somebody has gone to give speech. And about 500 people came. He said more than 1,000 were there. There was no place even to sit. So you exaggerate the truth. That's the second form of untruth. The third is bold-faced lie. Straight. People know, like, somebody knocks the door. Is he there? He says, no, I'm not there. So it's straight, pinpoint lie. And that is known as bold-faced lie. Then there are fabrications. Fabrication means concocted truth. Mangadant. You add many things into that. You concoct the truth. You tamper with the truth. So, fabricated, like fabricated story, false story, or tall story. Baba said in Bhakti Mark, in the path of Bhakti, there is a lot of fabrication. So that is fabrication. So we resort to fabricate. And then, sometimes, it is plagiarism. Plagiarism is to steal literature. You know, it is known as piracy. So there is a stealing in that. So you quote somebody, but you tell as if it is your thought. It is somebody else's experience. Somebody had a very good experience with Baba, that he felt he was caught up in difficulty and Baba saved him. You heard it and now you tell it. It is my story. So you steal experiences. So that is plagiarism. And then there is a deception. You deceive. The intention is deception. In order to deceive, you lie. Like a person is going with a goat and 3 robbers decide to deceive him. The first one meets him and he says, where are you taking this donkey? He says, donkey? It's not donkey, it's goat. He says, okay, if you feel it is goat, it's fine. The second thug The robber is at another place. He says, "Oh, this donkey is very good. I want to purchase it." He says, "It is not donkey, it is goat." But now he is doubtful. He starts seeing it. Is it really a goat which I am carrying on my shoulder? So he keeps it down and let it walk. And then he washes his face to make sure that this is not donkey. But he feels, no, this is goat. Now the third person is sitting at another place. He says, "Oh, this donkey is excellent. I can pay any amount, but I want it." He said, "This is not donkey. This is goat. It's your desire." And the fourth person, by the time he reaches the fourth person, this man thinks it is donkey and he says, "Take it away. I don't want donkey." Before anybody sees me from my village, that I am carrying a donkey on my head. So this is a deception. So there is an untruth involved there. So then there are broken promises. You promise that, okay, I'll come at 6 o'clock. You don't come. And people promise that we will do this, we will do that. And all are broken. This is quite common in today's youth world. And compulsive lying. It's an habit. People keep on lying the whole day. It has become compulsion, it has become a habit, it has become a disease. So, these are different types of lies. So on one side is truth, another side is falsehood. Truth is a very high virtue, very, very high virtue. To remain truthful in thought, words and deeds, it's a great thing, very great thing. What you think and that you speak. In today's Sakar Murli, in Avyakta Murli, Baba has described nine benefits of powerful thoughts, Samartha Sankalp. Out of them, one is that a person who is having Samartha Sankalp, powerful thoughts, he will think the same what he will speak. Thinking and speaking is same. I have described nine different types of benefits or the things that happen with Samartha Sankalp, and one of them is what a person thinks the same he speaks. This is one of them. So truth is a very high virtue. As I said, in every religion truth has been praised. If you go to Buddhism, there are four noble truths. And these four noble truths are the ways to get rid of sorrow. There are basically three things which are described in Buddhism. One is there is sorrow in the world, there is a reason for the sorrow, and there is a way to get rid of sorrow. There is a suffering in the world, and the cause of the suffering is desire, ichha. There is cause. The cause is desire. And the way to get rid of that. There is a way to get rid of this desire. And there are then four noble truths. That's why truth is upheld in a very high position. If you go to Jainism. Jainism has got five Mahavrat. The great vows of Jainism. And one of the great vows of Jainism is truth. So truth is the highest there. If you go to the Sikh literature, again and again, multiple times it has come, Gurumukh is one who is truthful. So whether it is in Buddhism, one who reaches Bodhisattva, or in Jainism, the one who reaches Arihant stage, they all are the beings of truth. If you go in Christianity, Jesus says, "My Father is truth and so I am. I am the way, the truth and life. Come ye all that labor, and I shall give you rest." So it is again the truth. I am the way, the truth and life. And come ye all, my Father, that is verily is the truth. Come to me. I shall, what I speak, I do not speak on my own account. I speak on the behalf of my Father who is truth. And the truth which is in heaven. So even God is described as truth. Sat Chit Anand is described as Sat, Ch Chit and Anand. Sometimes they describe truth as existence, knowledge and bliss. So he is the embodiment, he is the ocean of truth. He is the ultimate truth. He is the Param Satya. He is the last truth. He is the last word in religion. So, coming back to today's slogan, Baba says, fortunate souls are those who receive blessings from the hearts of all souls on the basis of truth. So when there is a truth in the heart, the character becomes truthful. When one is, there is a truth in the heart, the person's character is truthful. Truth means there is consistency in what he thinks, what he speaks, and what he does. So thoughts, words and deeds, they are same. They are in alignment with each other. It's not that what I am thinking is in sharp contrast with what I speak, and that itself again is sharp contrast with what I do. So thinking, speaking and doing, they are all going in different directions. So when such a thing is happening, there is a confusion in the mind. When such a thing is happening, there is a disturbance in the mind. Because person is inconsistent. You cannot trust such a person. He says, I'll come. He never comes. He says, I will do this. And he never does. You have trusted him. In some center, for example, there is some big program is organized. And the teacher has given responsibilities to many people. And one person is given the job or the task, the seva, of inviting all the guests. And he forgets. And then, or the one person is given the task of getting groceries from the shop and he forgets. Forgets or deliberately doesn't do, or he is unreliable. You cannot trust. So it's very difficult, dangerous people who are full of untruth. So truth means where there is a consistency. That's why Mahatma Gandhi said in his book that my life is an experiment with truth. I have made my life as a laboratory. The whole life is a laboratory and I keep on experimenting with truth. There is one chapter in his book, Canker of Untruth. Canker means disease. There's a plant disease. Canker of Untruth means the disease of untruth. So he describes how he also got affected by this disease of untruth. So this Satya is a very great virtue, very high virtue. He himself describes that I resorted to smoking and I spoke untruth. I stole from the pockets of the servants to have kush, to have cigarette, and I spoke untruth. I ate non-veg, I spoke untruth. Though it was not direct, but I kept it hidden from my father. So, untruth entered. And whenever there is untruth, there is restlessness. Wherever there is a falsehood, there is restlessness. There are certain disadvantages of jhoot, asatya. What are they? When you speak untruth, what happens? First thing is that whenever you speak untruth, to hide one untruth, you have to create many untruths. So one untruth leads to multiple untruths. Second, with different people, you have to give different statements. Different people, you have to speak different statements. Third, you have to remember a lot when you speak untruth. Truth is simple. Whatever one statement, you keep on repeating it. But untruth, you have to devise. Different people, different statements, and untruth, you have to remember a lot. Untruth, there is a lot of uneasiness, restlessness. Untruth, there is a fear that it will get revealed. Untruth, if continued for a long time, becomes an habit. Habitual habit of speaking untruth. Habit, untruth leads to unhappiness. Untruth leads to repentance. So untruth is a very false coin. And truth is, what are the advantages of truth? You don't have to remember much. What you saw, keep on repeating the same statement. So, no fear. No question of remembering. then yeah, sometimes you remain confident within that truth will ultimately win. There is no fear, and the boat of untruth goes down. Though the boat of truth will waver, but it will not get drowned. While the boat of untruth, it doesn't waver, straight away it goes down. So truth and untruth. And Baba often says truth is a power. And the greatest truth is that I am soul. And the greatest truth is that I am the child of the Supreme Soul. And the greatest truth is that my existence is to go back to the source. My existence is go back to the source from where I have come. So whenever there is a truth in the heart, Baba said, then you'd start receiving blessings from others. If somebody is speaking something and doing something, people will stop respecting after some time. Somebody is giving very powerful talk on Amrit Vela, and he himself is not doing. Then what? Will it have any impact? Somebody is talking a lot about purity, but inside there is a breach of brahmacharya. That will not have effect. So that's why if you want to earn blessings, you need honest and true heart. True and honest heart. That heart alone earns blessings. And such a person is fortunate. So fortunate souls are those who get the blessings from all the souls, from their heart, and on the basis of truth. So to what extent I am truthful, to what extent I am honest, this is a subtle self-checking thing which everyone must do. And one more thing is about faith in truth. How much faith I have in truth. If everybody labels or levels false accusation against me, to what extent I remain stable in the face of such an adverse situation. A person is there, he has not done anything, but false charges are leveled against him. So to what extent he remains stable, this is something, it depends on our faith in truth. To what extent is, what is my extent of faith, nishchay, in truth? So when you know that you are truth, in last, recently there was one Murli on Sabhyata, good manners, where Baba said, you see that somebody is speaking untruth, you can't tolerate, but he is speaking untruth and you are getting angry. So this is also not Sabhyata, this is also not good manner then. It means that you are, don't have faith in truth. Truth is like the sun, and the clouds of untruth cannot hide the sun of truth. Truth is self-evident. You don't have to prove truth. Truth is already proven. It's self-proven. It's self-evident. It's conspicuous. You can see it. You don't need supports for truth. Truth doesn't need any evidence in one way. But in the court matter and all those evidences are necessary. That is different. But truth itself is the highest. So one who is situated in truth doesn't have to fear anybody. One who is situated in truth, he has nothing really to hide. There is a feeling of joy in truth. That's why Mahatma Gandhi said, I don't know whether God is truth or not, but I know that truth is God. I am not sure. I have not seen God. So whether he is truth or not, I don't know. But I have seen the truth. I have been in face to face with truth. Vis-a-vis with truth. So this truth, I know, is God himself. So such faith in truth, such confidence in truth, it's what is needed. And one more thing, and the last thing about it is, when we don't know things, we should not comment. when we are not sure about the veracity of things, about the truth of things, we should remain aloof rather than commenting on it. For example, a very simple story. There is a railway. In one railway, a young boy, about 20 years, is traveling with his father. And the young boy shouts, "Oh, the trees are going behind." And after some time he shouts, "Oh, the clouds are moving with us." And after some time he says, "Oh, the greenery is so beautiful." And there is a couple who is sitting ahead, in front. And the man says, "This is a 20-year-old boy and he's talking like a child. Is it not a stupidity? Why don't you take him to a doctor?" The couple says, "Why don't you take this boy to a doctor? He's 20-year-old and he's behaving like child. He's so childish, so stupidity. Winds are going with us, clouds are traveling with us, trees are going behind. Is he sitting in the train for the first time? So why don't you take him to some psychiatrist, some doctor?" The father says, "We are coming from hospital only. We are coming from hospital only. He was born blind. And he got operated. And today is the first day where he got the vision. So one should not be very fast in commenting. Because we do not know the truth. Do we know the truth of ourselves? We do not know our own self. How do we know the truth of others? Truth is a very great thing. It needs search, research. After that you understand. To understand our own being, it's a great journey. Because I myself is covered with so many layers of untruth. If somebody asks me who I am, I really don't know. The theoretical knowledge, I am soul, I am coming from supreme abode, and 84 births and 5,000 years. These are informations. It is not truth. Truth is something else. Truth needs efforts. Truth needs investigation, satyanvesan. Truth needs going into the depth of it. So don't be quick. Don't be so fast, impulsive to comment. Wait, stop, think. Get situated in your own truth and let the being shines with truth, and then you start receiving the blessings of others from their heart. And such souls who receive the blessings from the heart on the basis of truth are the fortunate souls. Om Shanti.